Today I'm going to talk about the NBA, the restart, and basically, you know, how things are shaping up in the NBA. I'm a huge NBA fan. Of course, I'm a Warriors fan. I'm disappointed they're not playing this year. That's not neither here nor there. But we're here to talk about today what's basically going on right now in the league. So, it looks like the finalists are shaping up. For the playoffs here, it's August of 2020 here, and basically, you know, we got a great contest going on right now. There's a lot of hearsay you hear on ESPN. You know, you hear Stephen A. talking. You hear, you know, Kendrick Perkins talking. You know, Max Kellerman, all these guys, Skip Bayless. Talking about, you know, the Lakers and how they're the favorite and all this. But come on, guys. Y'all need to get realistic. For those of you who know basketball, like I know basketball, y'all can't listen to those ESPN analysts. They just hyping up something that they want to see, basically. Because Stephen A. just wants to travel to L.A. To do his reporting. which, you know, in COVID-19, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that or not. Maybe they'll let him in the facility, but, you know, that's what Stephen A. does. He's admittedly said that on, you know, TV, that he likes going to places like Miami, LA, for the finals because, you know, he gets to travel. But, again, we're not talking about that either. But anyway, shout out to Stephen A. I love Stephen A. anyway, by the way. But we're looking at people like the Lakers as the top seeds. Now, if they end up playing Portland in the first round of the playoffs, that could definitely pose a problem to the Lakers. This year, basically, the Portland Trailblazers have Carmelo Anthony. Now, he's that extra punch that the Trailblazers have needed. So, you know, LA is definitely going to feel the wrath of Carmelo Anthony. Not saying that they're going to win, Portland's going to win, but I will say this, it's definitely going to be more challenging for the Lakers in the first round. Now, if Dame and them pull that off, that would be awesome. I mean, that would be, man, that would be big. But, you know, and it's possible, but I'm just saying it's definitely going to be harder for the Lakers. That's all I'm saying about that. Now, in the East, I think a lot of people are forgetting that the Toronto Raptors are the defending champions, and they're still here, man. They are balling. They've only lost like one game thus far, and these guys are balling. So they're coming. So Celtics beware, Bucks beware. Bucks have the best regular season record with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm a huge Antetokounmpo fan. The thing is, I just hope you go ahead and sign with the Warriors. That's neither here nor there. But what I will say is this. You got to watch out for those Raptors, Bucks, because those Raptors are balling. And they have a solid squad. A lot of people don't give them their props. Even though they don't have Kawhi Leonard this year, I'm telling you right now, they are big-time contenders for the finals. They actually, I might just have to go out here on a limb and just say that they're actually going to be in the finals. That's going to be your Eastern Conference champion right there is the Raptors, because a lot of people are sleeping on them. And I know basketball, and I know they're going to be hard to beat. So, excuse me, shout out to the you know, the Toronto Raptors, because, man, they are balling this year. Now, let me say this. Back to the West. A sleeper team that a lot of people are not looking at either is those Houston Rockets. I feel like they could actually win this whole thing. With the Warriors out of the way, with the Lakers playing suspect defense right now, with a high-powered offense of James Harden, and now, oh my God, they got Russell Westbrook. Are you kidding me? that could just get them actually over the top. If Westbrook just plays consistently, you know he's going to play defense, but if he can knock down those shots and be hot, because he's streaky now, but if Westbrook can hit shots, get to the bucket, hit shots, and, you know, let Harden do his thing, P.J. Tucker's going to do his thing, hit shots, I'm telling y'all right now, the Houston Rockets are going to pose a problem. Now, I know they don't have the biggest, biggest rim protectors, maybe like, you know, the Lakers or maybe like Brooklyn. But I'm telling you right now, those boys are balling. And I don't see nobody actually beating Houston right now, because they've handled the Clippers this year. And they've handled the Lakers, which a lot of people, if you know basketball like me, you've seen these things. I just need to bring that to y'all's attention. Now, the Clippers, let's talk about them a little bit. The Clippers are a solid squad now. We can't just overlook them. With Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, you know, Montrezl Harrell, Sweet Lou, you cannot ignore that. That's going to be a serious battle right now. That's why I don't see the Lakers winning it all, because for me, it's between the Clippers and the Rockets in the West. But I still see the Houston Rockets winning it all. Now, with all that being said, you guys, come on, y'all. Let's pay attention to what's really going on in this league right now. LeBron's coming down to he's in his 17th year. He's going to his 18th next year. He's not the same LeBron, okay? But he's still playing at a high level. He's still, averaging about 25, 26 per game. I think actually it's up to 28 per game. Still playing at a high level. And there's really no excuse for LeBron, especially this year. There's no Golden State this year. So if LeBron James loses this year, I don't want to hear no excuses, because they're going to make up the excuses like they do for him every year. But he had no excuse. No Golden State in the way. Everybody's saying this is his year. He's saying himself, he's the GOAT. This is the revenge season. So I'm telling you right now, if LeBron James don't get it done this year, I will have no sympathy on him at all. But if anybody who has the biggest pressure on them to win one actually would be the Rockets, if you ask me, because you got two people, James Harden, former MVP, and Russell Westbrook, who are both superstars in this league, but do not have that chip. So for me to get their first chip with Golden State out of the way, this is y'all's year. Because if y'all don't do it this year, Houston Rockets, when are you ever going to do it? You know what I mean? Because when my boys get back next year, it's just going to be back to business. I see us winning several more championships. So, I may be kind of biased because of the Warriors, but I'm just telling y'all that it is what it is. I know basketball, and I stay in my basketball lane with this. Again, don't listen to all these Fox News and Sports Center and The Get Up, Mike Greene and those guys, all these other guys talking all this stuff about this team, the Lakers could do this, Milwaukee could do this. Don't listen to all that. If y'all know basketball, what I just said is gospel, okay? So, hey, listen, if y'all like what y'all have heard today, please share this with other people. I appreciate y'all listening. I'm going to be more consistent in sending off one of these messages on my podcast every week. I'm going to do this every week, especially when the playoffs come off. Actually, you might hear more of me during the playoffs, because that's really when the basketball really starts getting good and these games are counting for something. So please like and share and even make comments if you can. I'm going to post this on Facebook under Ryan Elder. You can also check me out on my Instagram page at Ryan Eugene Elder on Instagram. And yes, please like this as I post this to those platforms and to Twitter as well. I'm at The Real Ryan Elder on Twitter. So Actually, it's Real Ryan Elder on Twitter. I don't use Twitter that much, but you can find me there as well. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to me today. This is your boy, Ryan Elder, signing out. And if you're a big hoops fan like me, stay with me, all right? Y'all have a blessed day.